And it's interesting, in breast cancer, you see that strategy a lot. Of course, the database is totally different or somewhat different of people using chemo without a taxane in the lower risk patient, or maybe a taxane without an anthracycline, but less aggressive therapy and the less absolute benefit. And when I saw the exact data with capecitabine versus 5-FU, I figured everybody was going to start doing that with capecitabine. Right. I don't think our patterns of care say it's not happening.
Not happening.
Does it happen in your practice?
No, almost never. If I'm going to give fluoropyrimidine alone, I offer patients infusion or capecitabine. The struggle we have with capecitabine in the U.S. market, and you know this well, is just dose. Can you comfortably give the standard 2-week on, 1 week off capecitabine to patients? And in fact, that's more toxic than every other week infusion 5-FU. So if you were comfortable in backing off on the dose, I do think you'd see a lot more capecitabine use.